pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Missouri Conservation Communicator of the Year, NWTF Communicator of the Year, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. We know who those guys are. Good morning, everyone. This is your host, Ray I. Hey, we're back in the studio. Hope everybody had a great Christmas and a happy new year. Unbelievable. Cold out there this morning. Hey, Vogler Vogler, we're back.
Good morning. 2 degrees?
I'm a little bit under the weather. It was minus four when I got down by the river this morning on the way in through bad. They said it was 5 downtown, and then they said it was like 1, but it's cold. Are you Matt? Welcome to the campfire.
Yo, what's up?
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
I want to welcome you all to the campfire. Pull up a chair and get really close there. I got to tell you a little bit about what's on the show on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Hey, this is our first show, Vogler Vogler 2017, after our Christmas and New Year's holiday break. Hope everybody enjoyed their family and friends through the holidays.
Yeah.
All right, on this show, we're going to come up on in the next segment. We're going to visit with Murray Anderson, Services, right? And then we're going to go down and see Joe Hollenshad at Devil's Backbone Outfitters. And then we're going to talk to Duncan Dobie about a new book he has, his latest book, Arthur Woody and the Legend of the Barefoot Ranger. And then our number one, segment 5, top of the line. Look at Vogler looking, scrapping, looking for paper, trying to figure out who it is. The Babe Winkleman's going to join us this morning. Hey. Vogler, what am I going to do with you? My goodness. Then we're going to have Mark Strand and Paul Hollis. And a little story time. But we have somebody in the studio with us. We got a little intro here someplace. We're digging around. We've been off for a while, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. Maddie G's searching. There it is.
Hey, I'm here.
The Tiny Tim.
Good morning.
The Thinking Talking Woodsman joins us this morning. Did you bring your brass monkey in?
Close.
Yeah. Man, cold today.
Golly, 5 degrees out.
Oh, I forgot to say, Peanuts joined us this morning. She's already been a little hateful this morning to the guys. For treats. So, okay, Tiny Tim, what's up with the podcast? Your new one out?
You know, we just launched on January 1, and then I just wrapped an interview with Joe Allen from The Hunt Company. Joe is a bow hunter and fell out of his deer stand.
Ooh.
20-foot fall. He described it as the Nestle plunge. You remember those old commercials, just kind of backwards? And so we talk about he survived and he'll be okay, but it's a really interesting conversation and a good one for people to hear. So that'll launch later this month on thethinkingwoodsman.com.
All right. That's Tiny Tim. On January the 20th, KFNS 590 The Fan, I on the Outdoors crew will be at the Pioneer Harvest Dinner, First Baptist Church at Oakville. Returning. Thank you, Mitch, for the tickets.
Can't
wait. We'll have a great time. Good food. We was trying to take Maddie, but he's got to do sports or something that night, so we can't get Maddie.
Old lady cooking. Ooh.
Yeah. You know, as cold as it is, we need to celebrate with a little music. It's so cold out there. 4 below on the bridge across the Big River, so we got a little music for you. Here we go. A little ice break. If you hear that, Vogler Vogler. We've got a little ice cracking, and then we're going to hear it breaking. Hear the poof. You know how you hit ice like that? That's how cold it is. And boy, they're getting it down south, southeast. Oh my gosh, the interstate down through Tennessee was closed from the snow and the ice. They're getting sleet, rain, snow, ice. Horrible. As it fades, we're going to hear more breaking, more ice cracking, and then we're going to go to our next song. Only here on Eye on the Outdoors. That's to all you ice fishermen under the ice.
This just seems unnatural to me, you know, ice fishing.
This time of year is brutal out there. I took Peanut to get out to go potty this morning. She ran back to the truck.
No, thanks. I'm good. It went away.
So, Vogler.
Yes.
While it's all breaking and stuff, little winter storm sounds coming up. Hear the wind blowing?
Yes.
The last of the ice is cracking. Now, give me a couple announcements. Yeah, look at him. Look at me.
The Missouri Department of Conservation offers free basic archery instructor training for teachers on February 4th in Arnold, Missouri. Participants will gain the certification to teach Missouri National Archery in school programs in their schools. Mm-hmm. Teachers, if you're an activity that could help your students keep focus.
Well, it's great to be back, isn't it?
And improve their grades and boost their self-esteem, would you say bullseye? So look on the Missouri Department of Conservation's website and get that information.
You know, Tim, it might be a bad thing to say, but when you're around a Vogelbacher, don't it make you think your life is so much better?
It's like watching an episode.
Feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Like watching Cops, you know. God, I'm glad
Get in the microphone, Vogelbacher. You've
Missouri
only been on here 14
Conservation
years.
Conservation invites the public to ammunition reloading workshop, free workshop, scheduled for January 24th.
Star Wars.
Andy Dalton Shooting Range near Ash Grove. Reloading ammunition can be an enjoyable hobby, and it's a way of hunters and sports shooters to customize ammunition and get good shells.
Yeah. Did you know that the Midwest Outdoors January issue is out? I have it right here. Babe Winkleman is on the cover. We'll be talking to him about the cover.
Huh? That's excellent. Live.
And we're in the Midwest Outdoor Studios. I got questioned this morning on Facebook about us being in the bunker. Are you really in a bunker?
Yeah.
Really? Did you see that?
Live mobile on demand.
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Missouri hunters harvest.
You've been out a while, haven't you?
10,602.
No more vacations for you.
Deer during.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You couldn't talk before you went on vacation.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of standard.
Yeah.
Alternative method.
I just wish it was muzzleloader season. I don't like that.
Top counties under in Oregon were 262, Callaway with 199, Pike with 195.
Matt, your brass monkey's at the door he wants in.
Oh, yes. Did you see when next year's fall deer hunting season is going
to
be?
No, I didn't. Isn't that your job to announce that?
Yes. Archery deer, September 15th through November 10th,
really?
And November 22nd through January 15th. Firearms early youth portion, October 28th and 29th.
Yeah, we need to do a whole show on that and about the stupid regulations about I can't shoot video, shoot a TV show on state ground, and about them getting the kids moved back. And now there's this stupid bunch of bow hunters out there. And I'm sorry, that's just the way I feel about it. That's trying to get gun season moved out of the rut.
Yeah.
There's only one reason they want to do that. It isn't to benefit the deer.
It's selfish.
They're not biologists. They don't know about deer. They want to bow hunt during the rut. And I get so aggravated with that. I'm not real happy in the department right now for moving the kids back in October. They were doing great in the first November where they ought to be. I ought to give them the whole week all the way up to gun season instead of a token weekend. Anyway, don't get me started.
Firearm November portion, November 11th through 21st. Firearms late youth portion, November 24th
Sign
through 26th.
Sign a petition to move gun
Firearms,
season.
Firearms deer antlerless portion.
You guys
portion,
need to get a life.
First through
oh,
third.
I'm sorry. I was going to quit.
Firearm deer alternative.
Hey, I already get hate mail. I might as well get some more.
Portion, sure, yeah. No, December 23rd to January 2nd.
How dare me
that
teach
sucks.
Those kids to be killers.
You know, that's right during the holidays, and you got family and friends in, so that's poopy.
All right. Is that about all you got?
Spring turkey hunting.
Okay.
Youth portion, April 8th and 9th. Regular turkey season, April 17th.
They should give them 8th and 9th through the 17th. Give the kids a whole week of the hunt.
Yes.
This is crazy. Let's give them 3 days.
Firearms fall turkey hunting, archery season, September 15th through November 10th.
I wish we had some boring
Firearm
music.
Firearm turkey season, October 1st through the 31st. Woohoo!
Did you hear the wind blowing the whole time during that segment?
Oh, I thought that was me. I was gasping for
There's
air.
There's a little music for the Vogler. Give one more. We've got to go to break because we got a lot of guests.
Apply online for Missouri Department of Conservation managed spring hunts. Apply at Missouri Department of Conservation's website. And it's spring youth weekends, April 9th. And April
that is,
9th, and
in fact,
season,
the Brass Monkey song, isn't it?
And May 7th.
Yep. Funky Monkey.
Celebrate 81
Funky
years of
monkey.
Conservation at the Conservation
he just keeps talking, don't he?
Missouri's annual convention.
You're done.
Oh, I'm done.
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Woo-hoo.
We're going to go to the other side, take a break, and we're going to come back and visit with Mr. Murray Anderson of Anderson's Services. Okay? The Brass Monkey. We'll see y'all on the other side, baby.
Join the National Children's Cancer Society for the 5th annual An Evening with the Cardinals, featuring Hall of Famers Lou Brock, Red Shandings, and Cards broadcaster Mike Shannon. Saturday, January 21st at St. Louis Union Station Hotel. The evening includes...